Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I have six questions from you guys. Let's get to the answers. The first one comes from Adam in Fargo. With the potential Amari Cooper or Devontae Parker dilemma, do you think Spielman will get Teddy's opinion on who is the better fit? Well, Teddy played with both of these guys, of course, Amari Cooper in high school, Devontae Parker at Louisville. So yeah, I do think the Vikings brass will ask Teddy what he thinks, but they'll rely more on the work of their scouting staff because these scouts have been studying these players for upwards of two or three seasons. All of that work should not go to waste. So the scouts get most of the opinions, but it wouldn't hurt to ask Teddy what he thinks. The next question comes from Jerry in Frisco, Texas. With Zimmer being just 1 year removed from Cincinnati, are there any Bengals free agents to keep an eye on for the Vikings next week? Well, I think that's a natural tie. Anytime you get a fairly new coach, he's always going to look to some of the players he used to coach to bring in because he's comfortable with those players. So let's take a look at the Bengals free agents. You see the list right there. A few to keep an eye on. Clint Bowling. He was the Bengals starting offensive guard with the Vikings releasing Charlie Johnson last week. I can see him being a target. How about Ray Maluaga, the Bengals middle linebacker, the heart and soul of the defense there. When Mike Zimmer was coaching in Cincinnati, he'd be a natural fit. And a couple others, Terrence Newman and Taylor Mays, both guys who played in the secondary, and you can never have too many good defensive backs in this league, particularly in the NFC North. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Vikings take a look at those guys. It doesn't mean they're going to sign them, but you can't blame Zimmer for gravitating to guys he's already coached. The next question comes from Taylor. Do you think Jerick McKinnon could be the future running back after another year learning from Adrian Peterson? Well, I think McKinnon is a perfect complement to Adrian Peterson. Adrian can be the bell cow, the 30 carry per game type of guy, and Jerick McKinnon is your change of pace, scat back, use him out of the backfield in the passing game type of running back. I think that's a great role for Jerick McKinnon right now. But going forward, it would not surprise me if Jerick McKinnon could be the feature back. I don't think he can be the only back that you have. I don't think he can take on the full load. I think he's best when he's used in tandem with another runner so you can keep McKinnon fresh throughout the game. We saw how explosive he can be. You remember that long run he had against the Atlanta Falcons. That was cool to see. I think McKinnon can be the back of the future, but he's always going to be better when he's used as a complementary piece as well. The next question comes from Chris in Utah. Do you think it would be an option in the later rounds to draft tight end Max Williams from the Gophers? It'd be great to get Max Williams from the Gophers. He's probably going to be the first tight end taken off the board in this year's draft. The problem is it's too early to take him at 11, and then the Vikings don't pick until 45, so I think he's going to be off the board before then. So the Vikings may not be able to get their hands on him, but if he's there at 45 for some reason, he'd be a hard guy to pass up. Our next question comes from Mitchell. Could Anthony Barr be moved to the middle if the Vikings draft Shaq Thompson? Shaq Thompson, of course, is that versatile defender from the University of Washington. He played linebacker and safety. So if the Vikings take Thompson, he's more of an outside linebacker. Can he slide Barr to the inside? I don't know if that's a great fit for Barr in your base defense. You can play Barr at middle linebacker and nickel, play Barr and Thompson then. But in base defense, I don't know if that suits Barr's skill set. It was just the tip of the iceberg last year with Anthony Barr at outside linebacker, and I'd like to see Mike Zimmer continue to work with Barr in that spot. The last question goes to Adam in Eden Prairie. How were the Cleveland Browns able to sign a free agent before the new league year began? I thought free agency began on March 10th. Free agency does begin on March 10th, so any players whose contracts expire this offseason, those guys have to wait until March 10th to sign. But if a player is cut or released from his team, that player can sign at any time. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but next week is free agency, so next week I'm sure you'll have even more questions. Please send them in to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.